This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Happy New Year, listeners. Give us money. Did you know we have a Patreon? If you like the show and want to support, you can find us at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And honey, we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a dirty little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news. We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Researchers recently found that the male darkling beetle gives oral sex to the female beetle before mating. They observed a precopulatory ritual in which the male's mouth titillates the female beetle's genital area. This is after the female beetle has enticed the male by thrusting her hips. Scientists wrote, "We confirm that precopulatory oral sexual contact is a form of investment for successful copulation. Beetles, they're just like us."
No mask, no service. A woman was seen on a surveillance camera entering an ice cream shop in Argentina without a mask on. She then told the staff, "Don't ask for my face mask, I'm putting it on." Then proceeded to take off her dress and tied it around her face, leaving her standing in her underwear. Unfortunately, she was refused service and stormed out of the ice cream shop while several children looked on.
There is a new sex toy in the market called the Baldo, the world's first ball dildo. It's a silicone cage that, when fitted to a person's scrotum, allows them to fuck someone with just their balls. The makers of Baldo claim it allows the wearer and recipient to have ball sex and have their first ballgasm. They say that the Baldo is a solution for erectile dysfunction and is a never-before-seen way of extra pleasure in sex. The reporter from the Vice article that reviewed Baldo said it was the worst sex toy they'd ever tried. Well, one man's treasure is another man's trash.
In the recent Netflix movie Don't Look Up, Leonardo DiCaprio's character delivers a public service announcement after he discovers an apocalyptic asteroid. In the PSA, he urges Americans to call 1-800-532-4500 if they seek peace of mind after learning there's a comet on course to destroy all life on Earth. The number, fans discovered, goes straight to a sex hotline. When you call, the automated answering service says, "Welcome to America's hottest hotline. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you. Press 1 now. Ladies, to talk to interesting and exciting guys, press 2 to connect free now." An A-plus Easter egg, Mr. McKay. Except for the heteronormative part of the hotline. I wonder, how do you set that up? Like, he must have made a deal with the hotline or else he's just giving them a massive amount of free advertisement.
Maybe he's just, he didn't know, you know?
I think he knew.
Okay. Yeah,
he's smart. I think he knew.
He's kind of smart.
Yeah. But yeah, let's do a show.
Yeah.
Dance, 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 dance. Revolution. That's how it goes, right? Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just think of
song
dance, ass, you know?
I do know that.
Dance is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dance in pornography.
Which is a thing. I mean, I feel like, you know, if anyone's ever, like, you know, gone to page, like, 67, eventually you're going to find someone, like, petite ballerinas getting fucked on a ballet bar.
We have different algorithms because that's, like, page 1 for me.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about. But, dance. We're not going to talk about this specific type, and we kind of missed an opportunity because there's a lot of really bad, like, ballerina porn out there.
It blows my mind. As someone who danced throughout my life, watching people put on point shoes and not know what they're doing is terrifying. I'm like, you're going to break an ankle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you have to go through years of dance before you're allowed to buy your first pointe shoes.
Yeah, you know? I did some dance as a child, but never got to the level of pointe shoes. And only just recently did I learn how they work. Because I've put on friends' toe shoes and like tried to walk around or been like, these are pretty, this is fun. Yeah. But I didn't know, like, it was Instagram or TikTok or something where like the toes are actually like this, like actually curled under as opposed to like being on your tippy toes. Am I right? No,
yeah. It's like the physics of your foot. You have to have an insane point.
Yeah.
Like you want your foot to be like the physics of it. Like your foot has to be really curved.
Like, yeah. You're essentially on your knuckles, like the knuckles of your toes as opposed to the like tips.
Sort of.
As opposed to, I don't know. What do I know? You tell me.
It's sort of like, it's just the more like curved your foot is, the better you're going to be able to, the prettier point you're going to have and like the more you're going to want to be balanced. Like you don't want your foot to be straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Like, it's really like your ankle needs to line up over your toe knuckles. So the more curve there is, it's like insane, you know? And also like, it's sort of like your foot is sort of like this because, and then like your leg, it's like, it's really nuts. So watching people who don't know is upsetting.
It's scary.
Is what I'm getting at. Yes.
It's scary.
It's quite scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a popular thing. People get it. And I get it because here's the thing. If we want to talk about dance, it's like since the beginning of time, dance, there's been a very close relationship between like dance and sexualization.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it can be a form of mating ritual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mating ritual, dancing for like goddesses, you know, dancing like rituals before like orgies and like ancient Greece, things like that. And I got really upset when I was researching for this show because when you Google.
I love when you get upset.
I got so pissed because when you Google, you know, like the sexualization and dance or whatever, and like you get all these like really Christian-y websites that are like, porn is the reason young girls are twerking or young like dance competitions are in scantily clad clothes dancing to Single Ladies. And I'm like, how is porn the culprit here? You know? I'm like, you guys are idiots. Like, dance has been sexualized since the beginning. Like, if you want to talk about like sexualization of dance, let's go to like West Africa and like the 15th, 16th century when fucking, you know, white male explorers were like, look at this culture, like they're like describing them in like pornographic ways, you know,
let's subjugate this entire
exactly.
population.
Yes. So I'm like, fuck you, porn is not the reason, you know. Porn isn't the reason that your 12-year-old daughter has like a million views on TikTok in a crop top, okay? Like it's been happening for forever.
She's serving her audience, okay?
Yes. I'm like, if anything, that's what kills me when everyone's like, porn is the reason. I'm like, no, bitch, money's the reason, okay?
Yes. Capitalism.
Money,
and
capitalism.
Also you're the parent, so it's your domain.
I know. I'm like, money is the fucking reason. It's not porn, you dum-dums. So anyways.
Money and patriarchy, like blah blah blah. You've heard it all before.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with sex, you know?
Yeah.
But that being said, dance is sexy.
Dance is horny.
It is. It's horny.
Yeah.
It really is. I also found, do you know about like the Dance of Salome?
I do. Well, a little. Maybe you should talk about it because I vaguely am like, right. There was a dance. There was some stuff that went down. It's like basically
so
what I can
like,
tell you.
Yeah. Well, this is like another thing. It's like people being like, dancing now because of porn. It's like our kids are dancing to Miley Cyrus. I'm like, okay. First of all, in the first century... people.
I'm really
Salome.
Enjoying you angrily naming eras.
In the first,
go back to the fifth, sixth century. The
that's
first
right.
century. We're talking 300 BC,
baby. Right. That's fucking right. Okay. And Salome, first of all, was like anywhere between like 11 and 15. So just know that.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Ugh. So, and she basically was like, you know, Herod was like, if you dance for me, I'll, you know, you can get whatever you want. So she danced for this horny man, this horny king. Well, she was like probably 11 or 12. And
this isn't problematic at all. Don't feel uncomfortable at
all. Exactly. And then she was like, I want John the Baptist's head. And that's what happened. So her dance was so good that, you know, King Herod popped a little boner and was like, yeah, fuck yeah, whatever you want. And she's like, yeah, give me the head of the Christian church. And they were like, OK, they put it on a platter. And then there's like a bunch of other, you know, people say that, oh, she was actually in love with John the Baptist, but he spurned her because he loved God. You know, he's like, I'm not going to be with you. And so then she was like, OK, well, then fuck you. You know, I'm going to dance for this other old guy and make him
have
chop
you
off
executed.
Your head.
Yeah. So it turns out I didn't know anything about the Dance of Salome. Salome.
Yeah, Salome. Sal. Dance of
Just
Sally.
Say it fast. Salome. Yeah. Got it. Nailed it.
Yeah. So yeah, that was in the first century. So like kids have been, you know, people have been dancing and
there's a precedent,
sexualized.
I guess, is what we're getting at. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I came with very little research and true to form, this is now becoming like a trope of the show. It's like, oh, when it's something like dance where it's like so broad that we're not going to try to tell you what dance is or like waste your time being like, so in this century, ballet was invented and then tapped. Like, we're not going to do that. So instead, I'm going to share some bad research because that's
great.
Fun for me. I imagine you saw it too because Maddie, our wonderful intern, found this.
Yeah.
This is not true to form. This is from a website, Good. It's just called Good, but it's not.
good.com. Heard of it?
Not even. It's good.is. Science says these are the dance moves you should do to attract someone in the club. I can't think of anything that better illustrates why dance is sexy than like bad science trying to find out why dance is sexy. Like
CGR,
darling,
CGI replication.
It is the je ne sais quoi. So yeah, so this is a study by psychologists at Northumbria University in Newcastle, England, using computer-generated avatars to quote-unquote uncover the secret to what makes a man a good dancer, according to heterosexual women. And dear listeners, I wish so badly we could show you the videos of these avatars. Like, we've all seen that, like, grid universe, right? Yeah, like, you can see the, like, room, and there's, like, space grid, like, neon space grid behind it.
And a
and
faceless.
And then just, like, a faceless, dickless, you know, like, a formless, free of genitalia, little, like, wobbly creature.
Ovals for hands.
Like, vaguely human-shaped dancing. And they're like, this is bad dancing. This is attractive dancing.
Yeah.
Beg to differ. Like, what they think is like, this is what sexy looks like. Is like, looks like, the wind man outside the car dealership.
Crazy
whipping around.
Wavy inflatable arm guy. Yeah.
Basically, they're
wacky
like, if you wave your hands in the air, that's sexy. And I'm like,
it's really
we're
wild.
Not quite there.
Yeah.
It says, men all over the world will be interested to know what moves they can throw. First of all, what? To attract
How
women.
Dare you?
Psychologist Nick Neve said, if a man knows what the key moves are, he can get some training and improve his chances of attracting a female through his dance style. Yeah. The loneliest psychologist in the world. Researchers discovered that women tend to be drawn to men who move their upper bodies, use a lot of space, and vary their movements. I cannot think of a less sexy description of good dance.
I know.
Nor am I like, any of that sounds right, you know?
No.
Like, hips, like, have you seen Magic Mike? Like, that's the goal.
Right.
And but very little of that is actually about them waving their arms around or moving their upper bodies.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
using
what?
A lot of space? Like, what?
Yes. Push her out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, take up a lot of room. Throw your, like, hands. I just can't. Yeah. I don't even know how to interpret that. So.
Yeah. And they also said that, like, men preferred women with, like, bigger hip swings and because, like, hip swinging was deemed attractive because it was a sign of fertility, which I'm like, okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yes.
You know?
And also is such a weird, like, it's a sign of fertility. It's also just, like, the region that is sexy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right? That's where your crotch
is. You're swinging the genitalia around. Like, that yeah. that tracks as much as I'm like, ooh, well, babies, right. you know?
Well, also, I'm like, if a man can, like, first, I mean, like, if we're going to talk about, like, Magic Mike and, like, Twitch, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that scene in Magic Mike 2 when they go to the house in Atlanta, in Georgia. I think about that a lot.
I'm thinking of the pony performance.
Okay, either, you know.
On stage.
Either one.
That, I could probably masturbate to that, yes. like, any time day, just, like, from memory, you
right.
know?
If someone has that much control over their hips, like, and, like, mm-hmm. can do that much, like, hip isolation, like,
yeah.
they gonna fuck good, you know? They gonna be humping well.
Last thing I'll say about this terrible article.
Yeah.
They also remarked that arm movement was fine, so long as this limb...
Just fine. Yeah. Just fine.
Fine. So long as this limb independence does not verge into uncontrolled pathological movement, the paper notes. Uncontrolled pathological movement.
Well, yeah, I'd hope not.
Yeah. Yeah, bare minimum is what we're given these yeah. hapless men trying to attract women with their yeah. upper body movements.
I have a little bit more research or
I'm
history.
Here.
I mean, so I talked about, you know, the hypersexualization of, like, you know, West African women dancing mm-hmm. by white guys. But then also in, like, the 19th century, when the Paris Opera was huge and, you know, little girls were coming from all over to be, like, chorus girls in the ballet corps, money, power, and, like, prostitution were, you know, mingled in the glamorous, this article said. And so, like, little, like, chorus girls were sex workers.
Wow.
And they were known as the petite rats. Yeah.
Petite rats?
Yeah, petite rats.
Like, as in the Nutcracker? Like, why rats?
I don't know. I don't know why rats, but they were called, the petite rats. Like, they were, like, chorus girls, and they would, you know, try to work their way up and also be sex workers.
Wow. I don't know mm-hmm. if I'm disturbed by that. Or, like, are these of age, or are these, like, truly girls? Like, are these minors?
I mean, I think that they were, like, yeah, I think that they were, yeah, I definitely don't think they were younger than 18. You know, the dancers' lives were
yeah,
the younger
right.
you were.
Yeah.
You know?
Oof.
But, yeah. I know. There's been, like, there's a correlation between, like, dancing and sex work, especially, like, in France, you know, like, you see it mm-hmm. a lot. And then you start seeing it with, like, can-can and burlesque and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a correlation there that I sort of love historically, mm-hmm. just in terms of, like, a lot of actors and dancers were marginalized at that time.
Yeah.
And were, like, you know, I probably know this better as maybe do you, like, that in the theater world, actresses would go by, like, Mrs. Whatever to sort of, like, add some air of status, you know,
yeah.
to their names and to sort of protect themselves in the process of having these careers that were considered scandalous or, mm-hmm. you know, like, untoward or, like, whatever you
right.
want to
yeah.
say about it. So the overlap makes sense. I obviously don't love the, like, little girls.
Oh, no.
In Paris,
I mean, it's
just,
fucking,
like,
terrible.
Selling
yeah.
their bodies without,
yeah,
you know, adult consent.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I guess our point is, like, marginalization. Boo.
Uh-huh. Yes. But then like, you know, it's
but that there are, like, there's an art form.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a sort of correlation in the art form. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
you know, high society is, like, going to, like, be entertained by these people. And then they're just like, oh, because you perform as, like, an actor or a dancer, like, you must.
Yeah,
also,
I also just get to. Yeah. Yeah.
You also must be do other things for money, too. Right. Like, that's
yeah.
how that works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fascinating. I also, like, have a little history of, like, famous dances that were, like, horny throughout the
Ooh,
years.
Oh, nice. Tell
so,
me.
So, in the history of dances, we had La Volta, which was in 1566, which was it's Italian for the turn.
Mm.
In the dance, the man pushes the woman forwards with his thigh, one hand grasping her waist and the other below her corseted bodice as she leaps into the air. And
oh,
it was,
wow.
it really, like, turned heads. People were like, oh my God. Then this was 1566. So, like, before this, like, they weren't doing much
yeah.
of anything kind of, like, you couldn't even really, there wasn't really a lot of, like, partner dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the waltz in 1816. It has an intimate embrace, so that was scandalous. You know, a few faces a few inches apart. Ooh, revolutionary.
Yeah.
Rapid twirling, whatever, whatever. 1868, we get the can-can. And this was huge because... We're kicking, lifting up our skirts.
Yeah, we're kicking our legs.
Kicking their legs, showing off their pantaloons.
Woo.
It was scandalous. In 1913, we get the tango. I mean, the tango is like the horniest of all dances, I think. Like, it's like based on sex, you know?
Yes, the amount
of like tension there is in that dance is really hot. It's very dramatic. It arrived in Britain via France around 1913, although its like roots were in, obviously, Buenos Aires. Much closer embrace for the couple, potential for individual improvisation. 1925, we get the Charleston.
Was that like scandalous?
Yes, because in the U.S., this was the first time that a woman could dance socially without a partner.
Ah.
So you could do the Charleston solo.
Wow. You didn't need to have a partner. That is scandalous. A woman who isn't crazy? The property of a man.
Yeah, I know. She's
Can
free.
Can you imagine?
She's liberated. Yeah, so that was... exciting. And like, you know, the footwork, flailing arms, swinging hips, considered immoral and provocative. And then we get the jitterbug. People also thought that that was disgusting and degrading. Surprise, surprise. The 60s, we get the twist. You know, people swinging their hips, you know. there were medical concerns were raised. An orthopedic surgeon reported a rise in knee injuries. I don't know. That makes me laugh so hard. Then we had the lambada, which I
didn't
know.
That one.
Yeah, that was in 89. This was a summer dance that emerged from Brazil. It took Europe by storm. Super close dancing, hips pressed together. It was banned by a Brazilian president when it was first emerged in the 30s because he was horrified by the immorality. And then all the way up to twerking, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, and what about, like, single ladies? 2000,
yes.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, twerking had its roots in, like, celebratory, you know, in, like, African cultures, like, back in the day. And then it became, like, sexualized because everyone was like, blah, 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 butts, you know. Couldn't handle
Which
it.
Continues to this day.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. I think part of the lesson here, too, is, like, hearing things like the Charleston and the jitterbug and, like, trying to imagine how that was ever so sexy it was scandalous.
People were, you know what I mean? Like, this is just
the lesson
things...
is like, calm down, Mr. President of Brazil. Like, it's gonna win.
I know. And
it's
also,
gonna,
like,
wear you down eventually. Yeah.
It's called evolution, guys. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you can't stop things from happening. That's just how the world works.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be excited about, like, stem cell and then pissed off about the evolution of, like, shaking your ass. You know?
I didn't expect us to be so preachy with dance.
So, I don't know why. I'm in a mood today.
Yeah, we're punchy today, okay?
Yeah.
It happens.
Also, I have some why you should have sex with a dancer.
Oh, okay. I mean, you don't have to tell me twice, but tell me twice.
I mean, this is just from, this is in Bustle. There's a lot of, like, you know, first let me share this quote that I found, which I should have said at the beginning. According to George Bernard Shaw, dancing is the vertical expression of a horizontal desire legalized by music.
That's gorgeous.
Isn't that stunning? And I was like, yeah, 100%. No wonder it's horny.
We should have opened that with that. Too bad I was busy doing a dance revolution bastardization.
I still liked that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Different forms of expression, okay, y'all?
Yes. We're inclusive. Why you should have sex with a dancer. This is from Kathy Van De Water. Basically, there's a lot of things that translate into the bed, but these are the ones that I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, coordination. Which, you know, that pays off in the bedroom.
Yeah.
flexibility. That's a big thing. You notice a lot of you like searching for dance, like flexibility is like huge. Like people love to like watch girls masturbate in the splits.
In their splits. Yeah. Or like fuck in the splits. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. People really love that. Also, this is an important one. Be comfortable with nudity. Because if you're a dancer,
you're used to being scantily clad because you're used to having your body like even just displayed in class, let alone in performance.
Yeah. Or you're like, you know, you're changing in the wings and you're like, I got to get fucking topless, like whatever. Mm, you're just kind of like used to being around. You're so used to like being like naked.
I hadn't thought of that one. Yeah.
Yeah. You can support your own weight, which is good, and possibly someone else's. And this is a big one. Endurance.
You're in shape, so like you can fuck forever. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like
I imagine the endurance of a dancer is probably like literally unmatched by any other kind of athlete.
Yeah. A porn performer.
Maybe a porn performer.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And a bit of overlap there. I also think just generally speaking, you know, like, because there also might be sort of a curve to this or like something that like sort of flattens out, like you can be a brilliant dancer but at some point it's not like a direct correlation between being a brilliant dancer and being a brilliant fuck.
Oh sure.
But just generally having like awareness of your own body, like knowing how to move, like whether or not you can twerk or you can do a fucking pirouette, like if you have general like a vocabulary of your own body.
Oh yeah.
I think that makes you a better lover.
It's true. But you can also have someone who's a good dancer and be bad at sex, you know? Everyone can be
wild.
Bad at sex. Normalize being bad at sex, you know? It's just like, so that way when it happens, you're not disappointed. You're like,
fascinatingly common. Yeah. All right, should we do the showdown?
Yeah.
Sexy dance, beautiful ass. She sat on his cock and long galloped to the cum inside her pussy.
Long gallop?
Long what? Galloped to the cum inside her pussy.
I'm trying to make sense of this in my brain.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. Because like cum Let doesn't have like a rhythm. Like I was like, we're galloping to it.
Like, ba-dum. Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Okay. I danced so dirty and got so horny that I fucked with dildo and quickly cum. You know, relatable.
A classic. Yeah. This is why your man goes to the strip club.
Oh.
For porn. That's why.
Yeah, for porn.
Yeah, I imagine it's actually not. I imagine this actually sets some pretty unrealistic expectations of what happens at the strip club.
I know.
But it entices us to watch the video, you see.
It does, yeah. And also, like, let him go. Let him go to the strip club. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. I agree.
Belly dance performed by an Indian girl from a decent family.
Oh, no. Had to be from a decent family. Okay, that's important. This is Pornhub, all right? We have a standard uphold.
From a decent family. Really kills me.
You know, we all have very specific fantasies, and that one's important, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love the specificity.
Yeah. Two more from me.
Okay.
Pillow humping massage turns into grind dance.
Oh. Yum.
That one's confusing because I'm like, I feel like the pillow humping is for me. Like I'm humping the pillow.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I'm humping the pillow, I'm just gonna masturbate. Like it turning into a grind dance.
Yeah.
Feels performative and therefore confusing.
Right. Yeah. Like, I would start with the dance and then go to the humping.
You know, like, yeah, exactly. It feels like it wants to be in reverse order of what seems to happen here. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm not on board, but to each their own.
Dancing in a good mood. Guess before or after sex? Write in comment.
So this is presumably not even porn. It's just... Yeah. Someone dancing before or after they got laid.
We're not
just,
sure.
Just, like, stretching their content, like, making it count.
Okay. Yeah, she's like, well, you know, I already fucked, so I might as well just do a little dance afterwards, see if people
This
like
is,
it.
Like, what you get on Patreon as opposed to Pornhub.
Yeah. Should this be on our Patreon? Happy dances?
It's just me dancing. Guess before or after sex. Maybe there's a person in my bed behind me.
You know.
Maybe not.
Maybe right. not. Write in the comments.
Last okay. one from me.
Okay.
Pizza that ass.
Oh.
This was one of the ones that Maddie was like, maybe this should be.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, one of the videos. I didn't end up watching it. What it has to do with dance.
No, we'll never know.
But the title on its own, just.
Gorgeous. Gorgeen. Okay, last one. Just a girl, too, trying to dance, too shy.
I see what they did there.
T-O-O. T-O-O. Oh. Just a girl, too, trying to dance, too shy. Too shy, shy. Hush, hush, how do I? Too shy. Just a girl, too? I don't know what that has to do with anything. Just a girl,
I'm
also
just a girl. Standing in front of a boy, yeah. Dancing too.
Too shy.
Shy. Let's take a break. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, the first video we're going to talk about is called Dancing Bear from Dancing Bear. A house full of cocksuckers line up for some dick.
Now, Laura, were you aware of Dancing Bear before this video?
No. No, I wasn't.
Neither was I.
And boy, what a new world we live in now.
Neither was I. For those of you who are also not familiar with Dancing Bear, basically the conceit of it is that it is a dancing bear who comes to parties, bachelor parties, birthday parties, whatever, similar to a stripper. And then everyone either gets to get fucked.
Or just a stripper whose chosen costume is a bear,
like
a bear, like in Times Square or an amusement park,
right?
Just a generic bear.
Yes.
And also, can I sidebar with something so dumb?
Yeah.
A house full of cocksuckers line up for some dick. Am I the only one that always assumed cocksucker was a gay slur? I'm like, oh, I'm a cocksucker.
No, I'm a cocksucker.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
because it's important to say we're at like a bachelorette party. So it's like
it's a birthday party.
Oh, it's a birthday party. It's just a bunch of, it's like open on white girls clapping is basically like where we are.
So Dancing Bear also could be, they do blowjobs, but they also do sex too. And other the videos, like they'll just be like in like group situations and then they fuck.
Yes.
But this one is just, dancers getting blown. And it's funny because I used to go to the box all the time in New York City when I was working in nightlife at a party girl. They had at the box like a guy in a dancing bear costume who was wearing the head and had the top of it like unzipped and was like ripped and just like had the top part of it like tied around his waist. So he was like shirtless with the bottoms and like with the head on. And one night.
Oh no.
One night I was like wasted and like in between shows was like going on stage and like dancing with a dancing bear and he was like we were like grinding on each other. And then like later on I was like, I gotta go. Like this guy's like really into it. And he was like trying to like talk to me through his like bear head. And like later on, like my friend was like, Rachel, the bear is looking at you.
Wait, but you weren't into it?
No, I was like, I don't know what this guy looks like. Like, I'm just like grinding on him, and he's like this, you know, he's like this, the bear costume's like a little smelly. Everyone's smelly. It's like fucking 4 a.m. and we're all like on, yeah, you know, wasted and
it's
sweating.
It's like full-blown workouts. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, I'm not going to hook up with the dancing bear at the box, you know?
Why not? That would have made a better story.
Oh, my God. But just the idea of my
Did
friend
Did you ever
being
find
like,
out what the bear looked like?
No.
Like, maybe this is your destiny.
No, like the guy was like...
Maybe the dancing bear is listening right now.
But my friend being like, the bear is looking
for you.
I was like, we got to go. We got to go. I got to get out of here.
I want this to be the clip that we share on Instagram because I want to find the bear. I want to know what the bear looks like and what you missed out on because I bet it's good. That's what I think.
Oh, my God. I mean,
anyway, back to the point.
He had a good body. Yeah, okay.
We open on a group of drunk white girls clapping.
Oh, my God,
actually,
yes.
Maybe white girls isn't fair. Like, there might be a little bit of a...
Yeah. It's a
like,
lot of
a lot of a lot of white passing at the very least, yeah, and then definitely a lot of very white girls.
Yeah.
And then
it's probably like 15 or 20 of them. They're all kind of like sitting on a big couch. There's some people, yeah, in the background. People are cheering and everyone's like freaking out. And I'm like, what's happening? And then this guy, someone's just like starts sucking the bear's dick.
Yeah. We skip the striptease, which I was, yeah, like, what a ripoff. Like,
I know.
The bear danced around a bunch, grinds on people, and then we just cut to him getting his dick sucked.
Yes.
Important detail, by a woman who came to a business brunch.
Yeah.
She's wearing a floral, like, sensible sleeveless top. And she just, I think she has like a, it's not a pearl necklace. That actually would have been,
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
But like a necklace, like a gold, a tasteful gold necklace, maybe. Like, she's,
yeah,
she feels like a stuffy character on Sex and the City, like an Upper East Side mom,
right,
at,
right,
this birthday party.
Yeah.
And she's the first one to suck this dick and then get like sort of rammed from behind, like not all the, like not actually fucked, but just kind of tossed around.
It was
wild.
Yeah, it was really wild. And everyone, the amount of people who were at that party that had facial piercings was alarming to me.
Very, very common. A lot of facial piercings. A lot,
like,
of lip, like,
lip,
studs.
Eyebrow.
Yeah.
And someone had, like, their cheek pierced. I was like, what's,
uh-huh,
going on? But, like,
yeah,
and then everyone also had, like,
there,
French tips. It was,
uh-huh,
really weird. But, yeah, everyone was wearing kind of, like, pencil skirts and, like, off-the-shoulder tops. Like, I was like, what is this? Where are we?
What is this gathering? Yeah.
Yeah,
what was the
we?
Wardrobe directive before this shoot?
It was so wild. There's like, you know, one girl, it's like this, the one girl who's like wearing the tiara is like the birthday girl. And so this guy, the dancing bear, who is then like fully naked, he's just like walking around with the cock ring on. Everyone's like just shaking towards the second dick. And then he gets to the birthday girl and he just like loses his heart on. He gets fully soft and he's like wearing a cock ring. But I was like, uh-oh, like this is embarrassing. But yeah, he like fully loses his heart on for the birthday girl. And then
not the best birthday.
I know.
Sorry,
she's
honey.
really trying. And everyone in the background's like, suck it, suck it, suck it. Suck
yeah,
it.
Like chug style.
Yeah, yes, like
sure. Yeah, yeah.
And then we switch, and now we get a new guy, uh-huh, different performer, and he's, mm-hmm, you know, taking his turns, like going around to people, like getting his, you know, fucking people in the throat.
Am I wrong, or did he just like not have a theme or a costume? Like
we see it when he leaves at the end.
Oh, we skipped it at the beginning. I missed it at the end,
but it's really funny. So now, and then we get to one particular girl who is loving this. She is giving her all. She's making eye contact with the camera. She,
yeah,
is like having the best time of her life. I'm like, okay, she's a pro, you know?
Yeah, strong porn star vibes from her in particular,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
She's got,
uh-huh,
like very pronounced French tips.
Right.
Again, face jewelry.
Piercings.
And then,
yeah,
piercings. Yeah. And then, yes, like very bleach blonde, uh-huh, big ass, fake tits, like,
yeah,
very porn star vibe. Like this,
yeah,
woman is making a splash.
Right. And then we get this performer, he does something interesting where he does like a downward face fuck. Like the girl's sitting, looking up, and he's like standing above her and like putting his dick straight down into her mouth. And I was like, oh, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting approach.
Interesting angle choice. Yeah.
Yeah. Not what I would have chosen. And then one girl
and then
just
we get
gets
a cop?
To.
Oh.
Yeah. One girl just gets cum on her face, you know?
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah, they just,
yeah,
like, cheer,
yeah,
for cum,
yeah,
on her face.
Yeah.
So I was like, interesting.
Yeah. And then
that
we get
one.
A cop. A cop shows up.
And then
we see the previous guy walk out in, like, a GI outfit. So I was like, oh, okay. He's the army guy.
Okay. So the GI outfit was part of it. Yeah. So a cop randomly shows up.
Yeah.
Does, again, 1/8 of a striptease.
Yeah. Just and then we see clothes off.
And then the woman who's now by this point my favorite, our business brunch woman, literally goes, "Well, that was quick," because he just whips his dick out and like thwaps it onto the couch. Like, we get 3 seconds of a striptease and then he's like, "Dick." And she's like, "Well, that was quick." And then is sucking his dick because he's presented it to her to do so.
Right.
Like, I was say it like it is, honey. This is supposed to be a striptease and you aren't even, like, getting the fucking show.
Like, also, important to note that all these guys have cock rings.
Yeah, interesting that they all did.
This is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
just part of it, I guess.
Maybe just, like, being in a group setting, you know, you gotta want to make sure you stay hard.
Yeah. Also, the cop has a Big Ben tattoo. I had to look at it and be like, that's Big Ben, right?
I know. I paused it. I was like, is that what I think it is? Really wild. Really, really wild. At a certain point, I just clocked the girls at the table in the background who are just like this to camera, like fully, like not even engaging. They're just like clapping and like, nope, I don't want to be on screen.
Wow. Yeah, I'm fascinated by the like casting call for this. Like, where did you get these women? What did you, like, what was described as the plot or what would happen?
Yeah.
And then how much booze did you give them before this? Because also the last chick to give a BJ is fucking wasted. Like, they go around the room, there's like 10 different fucking mini BJs.
I know.
And then like the last or second to the last woman is just like, okay, my turn.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's me at 4 a.m. being like, do we have to?
Yeah. Can I get a glass of water first?
You know? She's like, got her drink.
Yeah, this is a wild party.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe should I have this for when I turn 40? Like, just thinking ahead.
Sure. But I think more what it should and will look like is just you fucking the stripper and we all leave.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Because no, I don't really want to suck a stripper's dick at your birthday.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Fine.
I need to know how you arranged consent. I need to know who the stripper is. Is it the dancing bear from the box?
Like, I mean, fingers crossed. We'll find out.
The final, like, weirdest detail of this video is that it lands on a freeze frame of our business bruncher, like, laughing and smiling when she's getting, like, prodded from behind. Just the strangest, just,
really
like, prolonged freeze frame. Like,
yeah.
Sure. Why not? Why not end it there?
This was not hot to me.
Yeah, this also, like, was barely, this isn't a dance video. Like, the guys didn't fucking dance. They just kind of, like,
they just
walked around to the beat, you know?
But I am now happy that I know that Dancing Bear exists, you know?
Me too. Feel like
I'm grateful for that.
It could be a fun, weird anecdote for a party. You know, like, that's what I get from this. Certainly not adding it to my spank bank, but I'll tell somebody about it.
Oh, 100%.
Have a good
laugh. Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Yes.
To... Mm-hmm. Dance, Destroy, Create.
Yes.
From Thousand Faces Films.
Yeah, this is the first time we've talked about Thousand Faces.
Mm-hmm.
They are like an indie porn creator, Marcus Quillen, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Yes, he's an indie porn creator and I imagine works with many different folks, but did actually submit this to us, which we love. Put a lot of legwork in along with our intern Maddie and like finding porn and to find smaller platforms doing the damn thing is nice. So feel free to reach out, folks.
You
just might get a feature like this one.
Exactly. So Thousand Faces is the company and check them out. They've got a few videos, really cool, based in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And happy to now have them on our roster, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Mm-hmm.
This one features Eaming Curiosity and Marcus Quillen, cinematography by James Westlake.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the title cinematography is deserved, which isn't always true of porn. This some like really cool choices in terms of how this was shot and some of the like color involved and the edit
artfully,
as well. I actually wanted an edit credit. I'm kind of assuming that was Marcus just because it's his film company. But I was like there should be an edit credit here because there's some really smart and cool sort of editing choices and how this was executed.
Superly artfully produced, you know, like there were like, you know, there's lighting happening. There's, you know, it's not just like a, there's, it's
we've
just,
got an
it's
environment.
Well done.
Yes, we've got like
exactly.
production
multiple,
design.
Multiple
got,
environments, you uh-huh, know?
Yes.
And
yes.
it's, yeah, it's edited together in a way. He kind of, he wrote a little thing, which I just want to say, mm-hmm. you know, he wanted to make a dance film, but not one of those like, you know, with a trite plot in between music video routines and the war performers just dance and then fuck. He said, I want to combine different kinds of expressive performance and movement, so mixing dance and sax as seamlessly as possible makes total sense to me. He also notes that Yiming has, like, bachata dance experience and choreography skills, and they took inspiration from each other's musical and sexual interests, as well as the sex work traditions of stripping, lap dance, and chair dance. And I think that that totally is present here in the final product.
Mm-hmm.
They have kind of like three different sets. There's mm-hmm. them in a studio and like daylight where it's like actually just like a dancing moment, like a sort of like tango situation that's happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they have a moment like him that's kind of like in a dark kind of like not dungeony almost set where he's in a chair and she's sort of dancing for him when she's got mm-hmm. like this little like jingly little scarf skirt thing on, which was really hot.
Yeah.
And then we have another set where she's in this like fishnet bodysuit and they're kind of like dancing together like on the floor with like it's that's the most dance and sex combination.
Yeah, that's kind
vibe.
Of the yeah. the most obvious sort of transition is like mm-hmm. we go from like fishnet grinding
yeah
dirty dancing style
yes on the ground crawling around
yes uh-huh. yes and that progresses into yeah. sex in the same scenario yeah, yeah so there's sort of different scenes like uh-huh. almost like different environments that yes. then are sort of cut together. So it's, yes. it starts more linear. And then as the sex builds, we kind of return to some of those scenes
yeah.
even flashback to like, oh, we're just doing like intimate tango or like partnered dancing again yeah. while we're intercutting it with like cunnilingus or uh-huh. a blowjob or all of the above.
Yeah. Building yeah. on the sexual tension.
Yes.
The hottest yeah. thing to me was like her dancing for him. That to me yeah. was the hottest thing, like her mm. dancing for him and then like grinding on him in the chair, which I was like, that's really sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I also really loved there was a moment when like, you know, she's like in the fishnet thing and there was a moment when like the music swells and he like rips her crotch open.
I was just going to say, yeah,
I was going to
say, as long as we're naming the hottest things, I actually thought the use of the fishnet was really great.
It was
hot and it was like it was just kind of a twist on, yeah. you know, we had our motif otherwise. And
yeah.
And, fishnet and dance don't have to be
right
intertwined, but I was like, uh-huh. yeah, as long as we're doing something with dance, like let's incorporate some of that play because it kind yeah. of fits into the world.
Oh, totally. Anytime really someone's seamlessly. Like shoving legs open and like can't like even just can't even wait to like pull, they just have to rip it open. I'm like, that's super hot. I yeah. love that.
Yeah,
the immediacy. You know, you need mm-hmm. it now.
Yes.
And there's also another moment where he like rips open her chest too, like the
mm-hmm.
the
like while they're
on her
fucking.
Chest.
Yeah.
Yes, which I also
yeah,
thought
which
was
is
like
cool. I was like,
super
ooh, damn.
Sexy.
Like usually you think of that happening as like as a precursor, but it
yeah.
happened like during it. I was like, oh, yeah. that would be very hot to me if I'm riding someone and they like ripped something off my chest. You
yeah.
know?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like the pulling of her hair. There's at one point mm-hmm. where he like yanks her hair. I really loved that. She was like doing, I was like, she's a dancer. I could tell mm-hmm. with the way that she fucked because like the way she was like using her hips and stuff and the way she rode him on the chair and mm-hmm. on the ground. It was really sexy.
Yeah.
There was also a condom, which, you know, mm-hmm. you don't see a lot. And that's nice. It's nice to yeah. see, you know, normalize the use of a condom.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed mm-hmm. because, you know, I practice safe sex as well and everyone should. safer sex, I should say. There's no such thing as safe sex. But yeah, the thing that I have to say that I was like, oh, I kind of wish that there was like a little bit more of like roughness, you know?
Yes, I think if I had one note, it would, it's sort of funny as I'm like, more dance, more sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
no,
what I
totally.
Mean? I love the elements of both and I loved like the build that it had and I loved that it was nonlinear and kind of like cut together in an almost frenetic but like climactic way.
Yes.
But I was like, I want to see rougher fucking and I even want to see like more intense tango or whatever the kind yeah. of dance it is. And like, because I was like, that could have actually been like a really cool, like, final, like, climax almost, is like fucking the kind, and then specifically the kind I like to see, you know, like, it's your taste, it's whatever. And I do like to see a pretty rigorous, fuck.
Same.
And this wasn't that kind of sex necessarily. So that's a, you know, a personal taste thing. But yeah, it was like, let's go hard and then come down from it, you know, it was kind of. I just it wanted more of that. That was my
I would assume that it's hard to find like a like two very strong dancers that are also sex workers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I was like, oh, I wish that it was like a actual like I want to see like an actual like tango like dance. You know?
Or you want to see like Baryshnikov fuck.
Yes, exactly.
He doesn't like, do sex work.
Two people that are like actually like insane dancers were like
you want to see good. Olympic dancing and Olympic fucking. Yeah, and that's a pretty tall order, Rachel.
It's true, but I want to see like everything that like, you know, that's like actually like you know, subtextually there when in a really good like tango or dance scene. Mm-hmm. And then they actually fuck, you know?
Well, but yeah. Girl can dream. Well,
I know. So this is just
but
add to the list
think
of things
was,
we want to make.
Yeah, like still a beautifully executed film and like
really
hot and like had
he
a really
came,
nice structure to it. Oh yeah, he came on
he
her,
also
yeah.
he came on her back and then he licked it up, which you know is my shit. So
yeah, you love that.
That
you
was really that. Fucking sexy to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's also another personal preference thing. Like,
yeah,
it had, you know, had the very conventional payoff of him coming. And I was like, I want to spend a little bit more time with her orgasm.
Yeah.
But again, still just like a really artful film. And, and I think what they're doing, what he and what they collectively are doing at, Thousand Faces is really cool. You know?
I definitely it had a little bit of four chambers vibe.
I was gonna say it has a four chambers vibe. I think that Vex will always live on a pedestal for me.
It's
untouchable.
Yeah.
But this is in a very similar vein and style and genre almost.
Totally.
That I really it's like my favorite kind. And looking at the Thousand Faces website, Marcus refers to Thousand Faces style at one point as like theatrical porn. And I was like, that's a good word for it. And it's very much like up our little theatrical alley.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think this definitely like got me hot. It's like an appetizer for me, you know, this video.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
I'd say the same. Yeah. Like this is.
Yeah, like I would
really
definitely watch it to
and
like
I might couple it with something else. It might be it's tapas.
Yeah, exactly.
It's part of a larger meal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I was into it.
No, it was super hot and I'm, you know, happy to now be a fan of Thousand Faces.
Yeah, love finding new creators.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website, girlsonporn.com, and at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and drop your Instagram handle, we'll tag you on our Instagram and shout you out, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.